Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this special edition of our Kartik Inspirations. I don't know if you are aware, but here in Vrindavan there are actually four main deities who reside on the transcendental lotus of Vrindavan, which has four petals. There is Adi Keshava in Mathura, Govindadev in Vrindavan, Dauji in Baldau, and Haridev on the western petal in Govardhan. We hear in the Bhagavatam that Krishna came every day here to Govardhan to herd his cows. The gopis stayed back in Vrindavan and missed him dearly. All that they could hear or know of him was the sound of the flute that was carried by a favorable breeze into their ears. Once their separation became so intense that they didn't stay in Vrindavan. They just went all together to Govardhan, and there they saw Krishna. They saw his lotus eyes, his sidelong glances, his unique gestures, his moon-like face, the locks of his glossy hair, the earrings and the glances of sweet mercy, and became satisfied. But then Krishna said, "I have to leave you now. I have to go back to my cowherd boys who will be wondering where do I stay and to the cows." But all the gopis lovingly objected, "No, no, no, you can't leave now. Hari, you are our only devata, Hari Dev." So as Krishna heard them address him by this beautiful name, Haridev, from his heart a deity manifested. One hand was raised, holding up, in the gesture of holding up the Govardhan mountain, and the other hand was on his hip. It was closed, showing, "I hold your hearts in my hand." But the gopis were not satisfied with this deity. They again objected and said, "No, we want you, not your deity. We want the one who moves, who dances, who smiles, who plays the flute." Krishna heard their plea. The deity he had just manifested started to move, and he froze or became still in the deity. But again, the gopis were not satisfied. "You are tricking us. You are not responding to our worship and our heart's desire. We want you, you and you only." So again, the deity started to move, and the moving form became still. And this repeated itself so long until the gopis did not know any longer who was who. And who is who? Krishna is identical with his name. Krishna is identical with his deity. All these forms are directly him, and they can respond, they can act, they can answer prayers. So we had our little festival, yearly festival, before this Haridev. And I think everyone there was touched by the original Haridev Katha, how the Lord manifested this form for the devotees. And it showed us that we can turn also to the Lord in a personal way, through personal prayers, and they will be satisfied by Him. Krishna, 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 I thank you very much for listening, and welcome for the next Kartik inspiration, where we will talk about the devotee for whom Haridev manifested and who found him. See you soon.